be b'chipazon. B'chipazon. And it says that the Indian is really, if I was long to be mitzam, same to talk to you. And Erev Pesach is hard to concentrate. There's a klal in Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah, you know, parts of Sefer Yetzirah come from Avraham Avinu. There's a klal that I'm sure many of you are familiar with from Sefer Yetzirah. Not that you've seen it in the Sefer Yetzirah, but that you've seen it in the Svarim. Ayin Shin Nun Olam Shana Nefesh. Olam Shana Nefesh means that everything exists in three dimensions. Olam, physical space. Shana means time, and nefesh means the soul. Solam Marshal, the holiest place in the world is the Kodesh Kedoshim. The holiest time of the year is Yom Kippur, and the holiest Jew in the world is the Kohen Gadol. And those three meet in the world of Olam Shana and Nefesh. Those three dimensions of existence, Olam Shana and Nefesh. So in the physical world, Hashem is Baruch made such an interesting world. There are very great mountains, tall mountains, and they're very deep valleys. There's Shemaim and Tahima is the heavens and the depths. And there are also places that are just flat and plain, sort of monotonous and boring. There are places like that in the world as well. And in every person's life, in every person's life, so that's an olam, in nefesh. There are times that are mountains, and there are times that are valleys. There are times that are very, very good. And you and I are doing good things with our lives, learning mitzvahs, olam chaveiro. And then, unfortunately, there are certain valleys in our lives. Yalu shemayim yedu tahaymais, where we're not doing so well. And on the calendar, Hashem Zbaruch made things in such a way where there are certain days on the calendar. Every Shabbos is a mountain, mamish a mountain. We might not realize it. Every Shabbos is a mountain. And then there's Yom Tovim. But we also have days like the tiniest, the fast days, and we have days like Tisha B'av. Yerdu Sahaymas Mamish, the depths. And then there are days that are like plains, where everything is just, there's a certain monotony. It's just, you know, the routine of life. And just nothing too great, nothing too terrible. Everything is just what it is. Just what it is. Nothing, no great changes, not lamayla, and no great changes lamata. Just plain. Boring and monotonous. When we look in Chumash, we see that Eretz Yisrael is described as an Eretz Harim, a land of mountains and bekos and valleys. Everything great that ever happened to us is somehow connected to either mountains or wellsprings and mayonos and be'eros, Har Sinai, Har HaMoriah, right? Hor HaHar, Har Nevo, Har HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, we're waiting for Mashiach, Har Tzion. Then there are the be'eros, that the others were digging deep, deep into the tahimis, into the depths. The Ovis, the Imahos, met by wells. The Ova Hayom El Ha'ayin, Be'er Chafaru HaSarim. Ein Moishchen Samalachim Ela Halamayan, the Gemara says. It's a din in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, that the anointment of the king has to be by a well, by where the waters go, come up from the depths. So everything is associated with something very high or something very low. So why is that? So Chazal say, Sholosh Midos B'Kelim. This is the week where Jews are busy kashering. And even if you don't have the schus to do that in your own house, because you have the misfortune of going away for Pesach or something, I'm not talking about someone who's going to family, that's a fortune. I'm talking about going chas v'shalom to programs and hotels and all these things. But you understand that this is a week everybody knows, that you heard stories about how kasha things this week. You probably heard stories like that from the ancestors, the Ovis, the Imohos, the Zaydis, and the Babis. Maybe you could be even saw pictures of it, people kashering, right? Sorry for being a little cynical, it's not nice. This hurts me very, very much, this Inyan of Maha Avoida Zayis Lachem. It hurts me. So Chazal say a general principle, Shalosh Midas B'Kelim, that there are three types of Kelim. Listen carefully, because I have to go fast. Three types of Kelim. There's Kelim that are clay cheres, earthenware, pottery, earthenware. Kelim, as you know, that really can't be kashered, right? They can't be kashered. These are Kelim that have absorbed so much chometz or so much iser, so much treif, whatever it is, that it's saturated with filth, because that's the nature of those kelim, of earthenware kelim. In the old days, most kelim were made from earthenware. They get mamish fashmutzt. You can't be mechadish them. They can't be new. The only thing you could do is to break them. But they can't have any ischadshus. They're just too set. The filth has set into them in such a way that they can't find any ischadshus. The other extreme, Chazal say, is klei schuchis, glass kelim, glass, crystal. Glass kelim, even when they get dirty, you just rinse it off a little bit, but it mamish looks like you took it right out from this, it's like you just picked it up from the store, it just came out from the oven. Glass is always fresh, it's always new. It's an amazing thing, with glass. Now you know the mikra din glass does not require any kashering. Well, we have a chumrah with Pesach, 72 hours, and changing the water, rinsing. It's a chumrah, as you know. Mi'ikra din glass does not require kasher, because it doesn't absorb iser. It's not porous. It is what it is. And it always is new. It's always fresh. It's always beautiful. It's always shining. And when there's a little schmutz, it rinses right off. That's glass. Now, most of us don't fall into those two categories. There's a third category, which Chazal call Shar Kol HaKelim. Now listen, this is about us. Shar Kol HaKelim means like metal Kelim, silverware, and other such items, where they pick up dirt over the year, chametz, and if it's a problem with tarfis, or basa b'chol, whatever it is. They are absorbent, they do absorb, and they pick up, they're influenced by the world. And there's a blia of iser, a chametz, that gets into these kelim. However, there's a din that we learn from Klei Midyan in Bamidbar. There's a halacha, kol asher yova be'esh, right? Kol asher bo be'esh, yova be'esh. There's a din that we learn out in halacha, the principle that's stated in the Gemara Pesachim. And in other places, it's called kibolo, what? Kach polta. The way something was absorbed, it can also be extracted. Kibolo kach polta. That means that if the medium through which this kli absorbed iser was fire, like the oven, the interior of the oven, then the only way to extract that is through fire. That's how you kasher the oven. And if it was absorbed through hot water, through boiling water, then of course the medium through which it's kashered is hagolas kelim, through hot water. Kibola kach polta. That means that these kelim do have problems, they have issues, but they want to get better. They want to get rid of the shmutz, and they have to go through some difficulties, some purging and some pain, in order to be able to be clean and new and pure. So the same way there are Shalosh Midas B'Kelim, there are three types of Jews. This is the machshava that I was thinking about Shabbos, last Shabbos, after the terrible news about that family that was destroyed. Hashem sent a refuah to the mother and to the child. The family in Flatbush that was they went through some terrible beer, some burning, some sreifa. There are three types of Jews. There are Jews who are klei cheres, anshei klei cheres. Maybe there's a shul called that. Anshei klei cheres, like you have all these different anshei shuls. So there's a shul that has people that are called klei cheres. What's a klei cheres yid? Lo aleinu, what's a Jew who's a klei cheres? A klei cheres Jew is a person who's always the same. Remember, I spoke about mountains and valleys, and everything that's holy that the Jewish people is always associated with mountains and wells, highs and lows. But then you have Jews that they don't live in that world of highs and lows. There are people who become somehow set in their ways. They become like klei cheres, and they've absorbed lots of filth over the years. And when you ask them, maybe you could change, maybe you could start again, the answer is, this is how I am. Why do you always yell at your kids? That's what I do. My father yelled at my grandfather. I come from a long line of angry people. We just yell. That's what we do. Why are you such a big Baltaiva? I can't change. That's how I am. I've been a Baltaiva my whole life. I'm a Baltaiva. That's how I am. That's just how I am. These people have a tendency to say, to tell old jokes over and over and over again. You know, when you look at their marriages, there's no hischachis in the marriage. The same relationship, the same narishkeit, having the same arguments that they had after Shavuot Brachos. My mother's this, your mother's that. The same discussions, the same narishkeit. They're the same bichlal, the same people. They live on a plane. No big mountains, no big tahimas, you know. There's no... They just go like this. And what about his chadshus? What about starting? What about different? What about something new? The klei cheres. Whatever they absorb, and you say, maybe you can get this out of your system. Nah, I can't. Of course, there is a way that they could be changed, but that comes through being shattered and broken. Hashem Yirachem. The klei cheres. There are Jews that are like that. Hashem Yirachem. When you ask him even something that's a beferish halacha, it could be a deraisa. You have men and women that they kiss at kiddush, you know. I'm not talking about husbands and wives, which they shouldn't do either. I'm talking about somebody else's wife, an eshes ish. So what do you, you know, you're not allowed to do that. The Torah forbids such activity, such behavior. It's not allowed. It could be serious problems. Machlok is Rambam. Ramban could even be a Yehar Valyava, not to kiss the other guy's wife. Look, what are you starting up with me? This is what I do. This is, I belong to that group of Jews. That's my category. I'm from the Kiddush kisses, you know. I come from that category of Kiddush kisses. That's who I am. That's how we did it. We did it like that's how we had it, you know, back in the 1950s. That's how we did it. So there's children and grandchildren. That's how we do things. How do you dress? You ever think about how you're dressing? Do you ever think that maybe God doesn't want you to look that way? Maybe God has other ideas about how Jews should look. Look, what are you starting up with me? I'm a klei cheres. I'm a piece of earthenware. Whatever has been absorbed in me is there, it's stuck, I can't get it out, I don't want to get it out, this is who I am, ending. Don't bother with me. What do you do with such a Jew? It's very hard. They have to be broken. Then you have the other extreme, you have Jews that are klei zchuchis, glass, tzaddikim. You have such a yid, you have a Jew who's as beautiful and as sweet and as clean as the day that he came into the world. This world doesn't seep into them. If you ever had the schus to meet a tzaddik, a real tzaddik, if you ever saw Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, a Satmar Rebbe, a Lubavitch Rebbe, the Baba Sali. I was zeichet to sit by the Baba Sali's table once. It was a Sudas Resh Chodesh, the Baba Sali. To try to describe what that was, I saw with my own eyes that he had a bottle of wine that he was giving to everybody pouring to make a lechaim, and it came down to the end of the bottle and he put a towel around it and then he was pouring for the rest of the night from the same bottle. I saw that with my own eyes, and I said to the guy next to me, did you see that? you see the bottle? I said, yeah, what's going on? And then there was a guy on the other side that's a regular Ben Biased, and he says, he does that all the time. Save a lot of money on wine like that. Like that was my thought. That's pretty good. Well, I'm buying cases of Ketam. It's pretty good. It was the whole night. He put a towel around and he was pouring like this the whole night. He saw the Baba Sali, he saw the Satan Rebbe. He had a face of a child that was there just a few weeks before he was nifter for bracha for our wedding. The world never seeped in, you understand? And the Chazal say that if you see a Talmud Chacham that something that it doesn't look right, Belila, that's not 100%, don't worry that he already did tshuva. By the next day, you could be sure he did tshuva already. It's a tzaddik. Glass. They don't pick up the filth of this world. And if there's something that needs a little bit fixing, it's like rinsing. Like Chazal say, but Yaakov is ish cholak, the pasuk ish cholak, Esav is hairy, everything gets stuck. Yaakov is an ish tam, ish cholak, smooth. Comes off, Teflon. Comes off. There are Jews that are like that. Very few. The tzaddikim that are like glass, mamish. Pure. So, most of us are not klei cheres, chas v'shalom. We would like to be klei zchuchas, but let's be honest. Sevishin uns, like we say in Mamaloshin, between us, most of us are like shah kol hakelim. Shah kol hakelim means other kelim. We pick up a lot of stuff. We absorb all kinds of things. Some from the parents, some that we shouldn't have, that we absorb and we don't necessarily deal well with, and other things that we just pick up from the books, movies, from things that are picked up from different places on the computer and so on and so forth. I don't have to explain, everybody knows this. But the difference between Shah Kol HaKelim and the Klei Cheres is the Klei Cheres says, I'm never ever going to change. I'm not interested in changing. That's not us. Shah Kol HaKelim at some point says, I'm disgusted with this. I want to change. I got to get rid of this stuff. I got to get this out of my system. I got to burn this filth out of my life. I have to change. So Shah Kol HaKelim go through mountains and valleys. That's most of us. There are days where we feel like mamish. We come to a high place and we want to be like that, and then we see something great and we want to be like that. And then there's times that we fall to such a low, disgusting place. We say, I can't live like this. But you know, even when you and I don't make such cheshbonos, Hashem is always kashering us. He's always kashering us. And that's all that I could think about. Not that particular family, God forbid. I'm not saying we don't know why that happened to that family. This assumed why that happened to that mishpacha. We don't know these things. Why Hashem does to this and not to that. That's not our cheshbon. Someone that says that he knows why, like, you know, have people right away, these people called after Shabbos to say, you know, what messages God gives. I don't know how to understand God's messages. What messages God giving us? You should get a better, don't use hot plates. I don't know what the message is. What's the message? But there was a sefer that took place. And every single Jew in the world who heard about this was burned along together with that family. Hashem has a way of kashering us. If you don't feel that in your life, it's only because you've become a klei cheres. But if you still are alive and you haven't become a piece of earthenware, if you're still part of that world that's called Shah Kol HaKelim, then you feel mountains and you feel valleys in your life. And you get worried over time how some of the schmutz and the chametz settled in. And you just became comfortable with something that's not you, that's from outside. It's a blias iser. For those of you who look in Lukut HaMaran a little bit, look at Kufnun Vav, the Torah that's called Leiv Tahor Biroli Elokim. It's not long time. Kufnun Vav, Leif Tahor Biroli Elokim. What all David Melech was crying about was that he wanted to be kashid. And there Rabbi Nachman Schusselman speaks about Leif Tahor Biroli Elokim, that the heart becomes impure through the fire of our desires, of our taivas, of the Yetzirah. and it has to be purged with the fire of davening, that's fire, of learning, that's fire, of Adam Chaver, that's fire. Leif Tahor Biroli Elokim, Biruach Nachoin Chadesh Bikirbi. Because a Jew that comes from that category of Shah Kol HaKelim, he admits and it breaks his heart. Like David HaMelech, that he's gotten chametzdik over the year, that he's picked up all kinds of iser, tarfis, and he's gotten dirty and it's seeped in through the pores of his own weaknesses. But he wants to be new, he wants to change, he wants to start again. He wants to be kashid, he wants his chachis in his life. Pesach, Hashem Shabbach says to us, Shmoris Chodesh Ha'oviv. I want you to guard this time of the year, of the spring, of starting again, of being fresh, of being new, where everything comes to life. There's an amazing teaching from the Ohr Yisrael, from the Abdur Rav. One of the psukim that we darshan in the Haggadah, that the Haggadah is darshaning, is V'rav Kitzemach Hasada Nisatich V'tirbi V'tigdli. It says that in Mitzrayim became Otzum V'Rav, and the Magid Darshan's V'Rav, Kitzemach brings the Pasuk in Novi, Kitzemach Hasod in the Satich. We became in Mitzrayim Rav, a lot. Kitzemach Hasod, like the blades of grass, the Satich, V'Tirbi, V'Tigdli, that Am Yisrael grew and became a lot. So listen to this Torah from the Abdur Rav. The Abdur Rav says that there's a Koach HaMashiach in the world. Hashem Shabbach made the world with a certain gravitational pull, where everything is being pulled down. Mamsh to Gehenna. Everything is being pulled down. There's a tremendous pull. Everything is being pulled lower and lower, down. Yerdu Sahaymais. But there is some metzias in the world that Hashem made that fights against that gravitational pull. He says, all of the blades of grass and the trees, when it comes to this time of the year, I saw this Shabbos morning there was a little snow that was coming down. I don't know about over here, but back in the five towns there was a little snow. And still, when I left the shul in the morning, there were these little purple flowers that were coming up. The first signs of spring. You know, it's been so cold. Little purple flowers. And I was thinking about these flowers. I said, you guys are mamish gewaldig. Wow. Halavai, I should be kitzama chasoda. I should be so strong. Because that pull of the winter, and it's so cold, and the ground is still so hard, and you went against that pull. You went against it. You know what it's like when you feel that iPhone is calling out to you and there's some button on that iPhone and it's pulling you down with the rest of the creation. And you have a koyach of Virav, Kitzama Chasada, Vatirbi Vatigdali. You know where that comes from? Where does the grass have that strength? Where does the flower have that strength to push against the tide, to go up? When everything else is going down, you know where? To kashi yourself, to mamish. Where does that come from? Because Chazal say that for every blade of grass, there's kol esef esef, there's a malach, there's an angel. There's mako esal roish, that gives a patch to the blade of grass on the head. Va'oimelo what? Who knows what does it say? Va'oimelo gadel, grow. That means that every time a Jew gets a maka on his head, you have two ways of interpreting. You could say, God hates me, he doesn't like me, that's why I'm going through a hard time. And then you just get lower and lower. But if you're a real Jew, Shai Kol HaKelim, and you want to become better, and you believe that God loves you, then you know that every time He gives you a patch on the head, it's like the blade of grass, and He's telling you, Gadel, you could grow. You could grow from this. And Rabbi Yoshe Ber's Maimer of Faith and Destiny, that it's called in English, Faith and Destiny, called Al Didai Fake, and that Maimer, he makes a chiluk between those Jews who are always crying about, why did God do this? Why did that happen? Why did that happen in Brooklyn? Why did it happen in Mitzrayim? Why did it happen in Europe? Why did it happen in the concentration camp? And there are other Jews that they don't ask why. They're Jews not Jews of the past, of fate, of Goyrel. He calls them Jews of Yehud, of destiny. So they don't go back. Why? All they know is that if God did this to me, there's one thing that I have to learn from this is gadel, grow, to become greater, to do something great, to do more, to grow, to push up. Because Hashem is constantly kashering us, always. And if you don't feel it, you're getting kashered. If you don't feel the makkah, if you don't feel the patch on your head, and you're not growing, it's because you, God forbid, became a klei cheres. Then the only way you can grow is if, God forbid, Hashem breaks you into a million pieces. Like Jews that go through terrible tzaras, Hashem Yirach. But if you still want to grow, if you still want the Blias Issa to be extracted, if you still want to become Pesachdik, then when you feel the makeh on your head, then you have to also hear Hashem is Baruch whispering into your ear, Gadel, you could grow, you could change. Whatever has seeped in, you could burn out. Kebolo kach palto. How? Warm davening, warm learning, warm ben am lechaveru. Big sheifas, warm sheifas, strong sheifas to change, to grow, to become something. If you stand, I'll tell you a story. It'll take us a minute, the story. It's very well known that the Bnei Yisrael used to like to see the storm of other Jews. So listen, it was after Yontif, and the Chassidim was still talking in shul. It was time for davening in the morning. They were talking about those who were by the Bnei Yisrael Seder. And they came, some of them, and the Bnei Yisrael heard them talking about the Rebbe's Seder. The Bnei Yisrael said, my Seder is nothing. You should go talk to Moshe, whatever, the water carrier is usually what these guys do. At least that's how Kalibach envisioned it. It's a famous story. Shlomo Kalibach told over the story, but Kedaka B'Kodesh, he made certain adjustments in it. But it's a true story. So the Bnei Yisrael said to the Chassidim, what are you talking about, Maisei? You should know what kind of a Seder Moshe made. Moshe. So they ran over to Moshe. They said, Moshe, the Rebbe said that your Seder was something. And Moshe said, the Rebbe's making fun, my Seder. I'm sure many of you know this story. My Seder. And they said, no, the Rebbe said, what happened by your Seder? So Moshe runs over to the Rebbe and says, Rebbe, why, you know and God knows and my family knows. Why does the whole world have to know? So the Bnei Yisrael says, tell right now the Chassidim what happened by your Seder. So Moshe says, Rabbi, I said, tell the Chassidim what happened. So listen, he says like this. He says that here in Dinev, in the city of Dinev, in the town of Dinev, it happens that I'm the Shikr. You know, every town had Tzadikim and Kedoshim, but also had the Shikr. So he says, I'm the town drunk, everybody knows I'm a Shikr. But this time for a shikr, of course, is Erev Pesach, because there's a mitzvah of Tashbisus, Army Batech, and you understand. So there's a lot of schnapps, that's chametz, and I'm a shikr, so that's my favorite day, is Erev Pesach before this man. I'm a kind of mitzvah of Tashbisus in a big way. I drink a lot of schnapps, I became so shikr. I was mamish stones smash drunk. I couldn't get to shul, I couldn't get to the mikveh, I didn't get to shul, nothing. I was just lying in bed, and it was Pesach night. My wife is crying, Moshe, how could you do this? Every other Jew in Dinev is making a Seder, and the children are waiting. And I said, I can't move, I can't. I was so drunk. And the whole night, it's like, I love that. My wife's crying, the children, they can't stay up any longer. How could you do such a thing to the children? Not to have a Pesach. She says, I couldn't move. I couldn't move. Finally, it was already past this man. It was already, and I said that my wife came in and was crying. How could you do this? What you did to? And he said, bring the kindlech, bring the children into the room. And she brought the children into the room, and they were standing around my bed. And I said, kindlech, I'm asking you for mechila. He said, I swear to you, I'll never drink another drop of liquor the rest of my life. I'll never do this to you again. I swear. Aleph. He says, Beis, it's already past this man. I don't have the koyach. I can't, but I just wanted to tell you that God created the world, and on Shabbos He stopped, And then there was bad stuff that went on, and Hashem made a family of Jews, the obvious, the most, and they were very holy people. And to make us even holier, he put us into Mitzrayim. We went through a lot of hard things. We got patched a lot in Mitzrayim. But it's only because God loves us, so that we should become great, and he took us out even greater than we went into that oven, we came out of the oven. And I want you to know that the same God who took us out of Mitzrayim is going to take us out of this miserable Golus that we're in over here in Poland. And he's going to bring us back to Yerushalayim, and he's going to give us the Beis HaMikdash. He says, that's pretty much the story that I can tell you right now. I'm sorry. Next year I'll tell you regular, we'll do a regular Seder. And he said, I fell asleep. I don't remember anything after that. And the B'nai Sosa said to the Chassidim that since Yetzias Yerushalayim, no Jew ever gave it over as clearly as Moshe. No Jew ever said it so real and so clear like Moshe gave it over. We should be Zoichim Mitzvah Hashem to know that the oven that we were put into was to make us great. We came out greater. And whatever ovens we're going through now, whatever ovens our parents and grandparents went through, it's only to make us vatirbi vatigli, that we should be right to be Hashem's children, to be brought back to the Gula Shavah Amitis. Each one of you should have a chak kosher.